Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the guy who reintroduced the world and put it into our consciousness, the concept of paradigms. He's the guy who helped us understand the concept of paradigm shifts. He's the author of, I don't know how many books, 20, 30 books, sold under something over a million copies across the world. And my favorite coach, the legendary book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, but it has not been dozens of books. I have not written very many books, but the good thing is they've had significance. So
well, I think four or five important. Is a pretty good number, I have to tell you.
Yep.
So most people would agree with me about that, Joel. So, hey, Joel,
yeah.
what's an artificial leaf? What does that do?
Well, this is something that's been occurring more and more frequently, and that is that our scientists, our technologists, they're trying to say, how could we take what a leaf does and mimic it in such a way that we gained at least as much advantage as a natural leaf would gain, but allow it to do more things.
Huh.
And recently, it's been focused on two areas. One is generating fresh water, and we have a technology from Rice University that basically you unroll it, you put it out in the air, and water starts dripping off the bottom of it, and it's pure, safe water to drink. And that has been a big deal for the developing world.
So it mechanically, chemically converts. So, you know, when you and I have never been through this, but we've seen the movies where the people were in the desert and they made a little cone with some kind of fabric or whatever, and the condensate would drip off the bottom of it, and they drink that.
Yep.
It's like that, except it's not passive. It's more mechanical and chemical.
It's the way the texture of the leaf is formed. So it's not mechanical in the sense that there's movement, but
right.
it's a copy of the natural system. It's actually a copy off of a desert beetle that they took and copied it. But the point we're talking about today, this artificial leaf produces energy, and it produces hydrogen power.
Wow.
And so all of a sudden we have a second leaf structure that is basically a solar cell, produces electricity, but the electricity goes into water. And it's you know, you have to provide it with water, so that's one thing you have to give it. Of course, if you coupled it with that other leaf we just talked about, you wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And the end result is that you get oxygen and hydrogen. If you capture the hydrogen, which is doable, you now have stored energy that you could use later on in the day for things.
Wow.
So all of a sudden we're having these semi-passive, because there really isn't much moving on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the
so
water
bubbling.
So
it's efficient.
Bubbling.
It's efficient. That's the main thing.
Well, it isn't efficient in one sense, but since it's the
I mean, maybe perpetual. If as long as there's an oxygen supply,
maybe
I shouldn't have said efficient. Maybe I should have said perpetual, because as you said, it's not mechanical. There's no wheel to break.
Right. Your vocabulary serves you well. Perpetual is a really good word for it. So as long as the sun is shining on it, it's producing hydrogen and oxygen. And what it is it's another way to improve life at the toughest levels,
mm-hmm.
with something that's relatively inexpensive to make and is perpetual.
Would it work with an artificial light? I'm thinking,
you know, light is light. Photons are photons.
Yeah,
but
I'm thinking, could it be a perfect circle, a perfect system, where the light creates the hydrogen propels the device, the spacecraft or the car or the whatever. And then in that propelling, it turns a generator that produces a light that goes back to the leaf. Could it be like that, you think?
You know the answer. The answer is no. And here's why. And this is something I had to learn. The power of sunlight, actual sunlight, is hundreds of times greater than artificial light. And so,
we wouldn't be able to produce enough light to make that happen. It needs.
You'd have to burn a lot of energy to make the light, and it would just it would eat it up. But it tells you also just how bright the sun really is that it can do this. But the good news here is it's another tool that allows us to interact with the nature, which is sustainable, does not produce pollution, it can be accessed locally,
and we have motors that will operate on hydrogen fuel. We already know.
Oh, yes,
we already have that.
Absolutely. So it's the start. Now, you know, it's 6.7% efficient right now, but that's the beginning. And you know how this happens. It's just like the things got smaller and smaller.
But look at the number of hydrogen type devices and sources that you and I that you've brought to us over the last 14 years.
Yeah.
Think about all those. One of them is going to hit, isn't it? One of those is going to launch.
You have an inventory of options.
There you go. Hold on to that thought, Joel. I got to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to have a little rumble. I'm pretty sure Joel and I are going to have a little bit of a rumble after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.